From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York bike path, killing 8, wounding at least 12, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. Acting U.S. Attorney Jun H. Kim offered up evidence.
A search of cell phones found in a bag that he was carrying revealed thousands of ISIS-related images, about 90 videos depicting, among other things, ISIS fighters killing prisoners by running over them with a tank, beheading them, and shooting them in the face.
The suspect, Saifulo Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a policeman. He's confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year. Federal authorities also said they found a second Uzbek man in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump late Wednesday tweeted that Saipov should be given the death penalty. Earlier, the president said he's asking Congress to get rid of the diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect to enter the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
Critics accuse the president of politicizing the issue. The U.S. Embassy in Eritrea has reported protests and gunfire in the capital, Asmara. One report said nearly 30 were killed, dozens wounded, following unrest that began Monday and intensified. The information minister said a small demonstration at a school was dispersed without casualty, but opposition outlets said violence was triggered by a government effort to close an Islamic school. This is VOA News. As expected, the U.S. voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year economic embargo of Cuba at the U.N. General Assembly. Nikki Haley's the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
We will not lose sight of what stands between the Cuban people and the free and democratic future that is their right. For that reason, and for the 25th time in 26 years, the United States will vote against this resolution.
More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel sided with the U.S. The no vote contrasted with the U.S. abstention a year ago under the previous Obama administration as it undertook a process of normalizing ties with Havana. Veteran Marxist rebel leader Rodrigo Londoño, known as Timochenko, is a candidate for president in Colombia's next year election.
Anunciamos. The
announcement was made by the current leader of the Farabundo Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, the leader, Ivan Marquez. The group ended more than 5 decades of civil war under a peace agreement with the government last year. They're now a political movement. However, Timochenko and other FARC officials likely face trials for rights crimes. The hemisphere's longest-running conflict left about 250,000 dead and millions displaced. Some members of Spain's ousted Catalonia regional government will appear before a Spanish judge Thursday at a rebellion investigation. But former leader Carles Puigdemont, currently in Belgium, will not.
Il va pas, à Madrid.
His lawyer, Paul Bacard, said his client could be questioned in Belgium. He described Puigdemont as both combative and confident. Puigdemont was sacked by the government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy after declaring independence last week. The state prosecutor has filed charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds for defying Madrid and holding an independence referendum. Israel's Air Force carried out another airstrike inside Syria. There are conflicting reports on the intended target, which was located south of the city of Homs. Israel is not commenting on the raid, but the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it was a military installation. Meanwhile, the Syrian opposition has rejected an offer to take part in meetings in Russia on reaching a political settlement of more than the 6-year war. It insists it will only participate in the UN Geneva process. Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi is making her first visit to the volatile western Rakhine State in the midst of a security crackdown that's forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. The visit comes as reports indicate the government is developing a repatriation plan. And Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe Wednesday said he favors resuming executions after more than a decade of no capital punishment amid a rising murder rate. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.